This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains in intensive care at a hospital in London after his coronavirus symptoms worsened. Johnson's office says that Johnson was conscious and does not require ventilation at the moment. He was admitted to St. John's Hospital late Sunday, I should say St. Thomas's Hospital, 10 days after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He has asked Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab to deputize for him. President Trump said that he had a very friendly conversation with former Vice President Joe Biden Monday after the Democratic presidential frontrunner called to discuss the government's handling of the coronavirus crisis. Biden, who is seeking his party's nomination to face Mr. Trump in the November 3rd election, has been delivering near-daily criticism of the president's handling of the coronavirus crisis in interviews and campaign appearances. Mr. Trump also said that he was open to the idea of taking additional coronavirus tests when asked by a reporter to respond to news that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had been admitted into an intensive care unit. The nationwide death toll from the virus continues to edge toward 11,000, with the number of known U.S. infections surpassing 360,000. On Monday, even as the governors of New York and New Jersey pointed to tentative signs that the coronavirus outbreak was starting to plateau. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said on Monday that the recent hospital admissions data indicates that the state's coronavirus curve may be flattening. Edwards told reporters at a news conference that we're starting to see real signs that these mitigation measures that we put in place weeks ago are starting to bear real results. And we're hopeful that we're seeing the beginning of the flattening of the curve. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The acting head of the U.S. Navy, in a surprise speech to the crew of a coronavirus-stricken aircraft carrier, castigated their former commander for writing a leaked letter that demanded the Navy take stronger action to halt the spread of the illness. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modly stood by his decision to relieve Captain Brett Crozier of his command in a speech to crew members of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt while it was docked in Guam early Monday. Modly said the leak of the letter amounted to a betrayal by the captain, who was responsible one way or another. Crozier's crew members showed their disapproval of Modly's decision by posting videos last week of their captain's emotional send-off. Sailors applauded Crozier and hailed him a hero. Out to defend his crew at great cost to his career. At least 173 crew have tested positive so far, possibly including Crozier himself. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University are hopeful to help resolve the ventilator shortage plaguing hospitals worldwide amid the coronavirus pandemic by developing 3D-printed ventilator splitters. While some medical professionals are wary of patients sharing ventilators, the team in Baltimore, Maryland, hopes their design will quell their concerns. Individual needs vary according to their body type or lung condition, for example. The team has developed a prototype that they plan to begin testing on model lungs in the coming weeks. They will then seek approval from the FDA before publishing their open-source design for others to adopt. Mexico's most powerful business lobby said on Monday that the president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador's plans to let the Mexican economy out of coronavirus-induced crisis were insufficient and more was needed to protect the jobs and companies. If the government does not back the private sector, Mexico risks a deep recession that could see Latin America's second-largest economy contract 7% and shed between 1 million and 1.2 million jobs, according to the Business Coordinating Council, an association representing the private sector. López Obrador unveiled his plan Sunday, vowing to help the poor and create jobs, but his promise to uphold fiscal discipline at the same time sparked criticism that the measures fell short of what is needed. As thousands of Hong Kong locals and expatriates return to the city, many are seeking refuge in hotels, fearful that cramped apartments in one of the world's most expensive property markets could put families or flatmates at risk. Social distancing is tough in Hong Kong. This is where the bulk of the city's 7.4 million population lives in flats that on average are no bigger than 500 square feet. The concerns have triggered a spike in occupancy rates for those Hong Kong hotels prepared to take self-quarantining guests. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Broadcast.